Podcast Arise。Hello everyone, and welcome to our first episode of Atmon. I'm not going to count this as episode 2 of our Atmon mini-series thingy, because we're still talking about the first episode, and Jay still doesn't want to watch the Raw. So I'm joined by two special guests, Sam and Stevie from the Moncast.
Hello.
Hello.
And if you don't know who they are, they do the Moncast, which is a podcast, and they talk about Pokemon and Digimon, and they compare them and say which episode was better, and they're watching each episode in tandem, and it's really, really good. And so, yeah, check that out if you haven't, because it's good, and I like it. So this will be, like, another, like, chatty chat episode about Applimon, and Jay is currently in the other room asleep, because in Australia it is the morning, and in the UK it is the night time, because time zones, yo. Anyway, so yeah, it'll be a pretty casual episode. It's just going to be us talking about, like, basically what we liked, and if we didn't like anything, and, you know, what we understood, because I don't think any of us fluent in Japanese?
Nope.
Nope. Definitely not.
So, like, there were bits I understood because of my limited Japanese, but that was, yeah, it's... I would like to understand more, but I tried really hard, and I was proud with the outcome. Like, I think I know more Japanese than I think, hopefully. At least that's what I tell myself to help me sleep at night.
I think you certainly know a lot more than me and Stevie combined.
I'm studying at the moment. I'm not doing a course or anything. I'm just, like, trying to read Digimon Next with a dictionary.
Mm. And so far, it's good. That's how you learn.
It's so cute because Agumon's in it.
I know. I love that manga. It's great. But to read scans online because I can't find it anywhere. So yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's out officially in English.
It's not, no.
Yeah, it's only out, and I have the whole series, and I got it from Mandarake in Japan, and I spent so much money in all the Mandarake that it's like, oh my gosh, please stop me. It's good, though. Okay, so, characters. What characters did you like?
I only know the name of one of them. two of them, technically. That's Haruka, the main person.
Haru, yeah.
Or may or may not be the protagonist.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, they said, oh, you're a protagonist so many times. But he decided he is a protagonist. It's canon now. And there was also Eugene.
Well, he's got green hair.
He
has to be the protagonist. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. After...
No,
after...
it's not the hair. It's the goggles.
Oh no. And it's also the jacket. He has such a protagonist jacket.
Good jacket, though.
So after watching Atmon, I was like, I want to dye my hair green immediately, but I can't. But I wanted to. And I also kind of want to have slightly redder hair than I do for Eugene, because I really like Eugene, and I'm really worried he's evil. I love him so much.
Yeah, he's so cool.
Evil luck at the end.
He's just so cool. And there's also the Edgelord, which I think his name's Ray, the guy who, like, we haven't really seen yet, but he's, like, wearing all black, and he's, like, got, like, looks like a bad character. He looks like an Edgelord. Like an
he's the
character.
One with Edgelord Hakumon, right?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looks interesting. I'm really excited for Musimon. Is it Musimon?
And is that the blue
that one's
one?
The music one.
Yep.
I really like the music one, and I like the person it goes with, so I'm excited to see them. But I thought Eugene was called Eugene, as in Eugene.
No, it's
but
it's
I suppose
Eugene.
That'll be his dub name.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, to be fair, that'd be a fair dub name, because it's like, it sounds quite similar. And we also have Ai, who we haven't really seen much of a character yet, but obviously it's the love interest for Haru. And I'm not sure if I got this part correctly, but the message that came up that Haru had sent out when Messamon was sending out the everyone's private photos and messages, I believe said she's cut her bangs too short, I think.
Maybe. I know she wasn't happy with whatever she read, but yes. I have no idea.
And Eugene, because he's suave, was just like, it's okay, looks fine. And it's just like, oh, I think he might be evil. And at the end, he was like staring at Haru. And I was like, what if you're evil?
He's got little glowy red bits in his eyes as well.
That means he's evil.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Or maybe he's misunderstood evil.
Yeah.
I hope he's misunderstood evil.
I think he's Ren from Free.
I haven't watched Free before. I want to.
I have also not watched it.
Oh, you're missing out. The main character is also called Haru.
Oh, right.
I was expecting swimming to come up, but it hasn't yet.
Well, he's like a sporty character. Usually when Digimon do the sporty character, they're like all-round sporty, aren't they? Like Taiki? No, not Taiki. Yes, Taiki.
Also Mikey.
Yeah, Mikey. Mikey and
Tyke. Tykey, Mikey, Ty.
Mikey Tykeson.
But yeah, so this, like, while we're, like, sort of, like, semi on the idea of Cross Wars, have you guys seen The Young Hunters Who Leapt Through Time?
Yes, a lot.
So, like, I really like that. And no one likes them. I'm just like, oh, why? And
I binged it in a weekend, and they were really, really good. I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, I enjoyed them too.
And I prefer them over the first half of Cross Wars, because that's a bit meh. The second half's quite well. The second season, almost, is quite good. And then Young Hunters is really good as well.
Yeah, I think it, like, Cross Wars gradually gets better.
Mm.
But the, I'm not sure what it's called, but after he uses his Apple Drive, it just reminds me of the Digicourts in Young Hunters. Did anyone else get that impression?
It also reminds me of a lot of these things. Just remind me of Mega Man NT Warrior, which is a series that I really enjoyed. And they have things like in one season, because they get new PETs, which are what the Net Navvies, which are what Mega Man and all of the little men are. They live in their PETs, but at one point they get the ability to project tiny versions of them on their shoulder, mm-hmm. and Gatchmon flying around on the little chip reminds me of that, which is quite cool. And then in another season called Star Force, they have this thing where they can tune into radio waves, and there's like an alternate world in these radio waves, and that's what this reminds me of a lot.
I only ever played the Battle Network game, and it was really hard. And I
They're good.
It was really good. But is that the one?
Is that the one where you can't control them, or is that one of the first ones where you can control?
No, it's like you're a kid, and then you have the PET thing, and you get different ships from different battles, and you have to enter a tournament.
Well, there's one where you can't move Mega Man around, and he moves automatically, and there's one where you can control Mega Man. They're both good, and the games get quite good, but a bit weird.
I don't think you can control him, maybe. I think you can't, but, like, it was a while ago when I played it, but it was a... it's fun. I just really hard, and maybe I'm just bad at the game, because I'm pretty sure it's a kid's game, and this should be easy, but I'm just really bad at this game.
Nah, I think the one you're thinking of is, I think it's called, like, the Battle Chip Challenge or something like that. But, yeah, you couldn't control them in that, and that was a bit difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of elements from that. And also Yo-Kai Watch, for obvious reasons.
Oh my gosh, I just, like, this is very... Like, the whole, like, the bad monster jumping around was very Yo-Kai Watch. And, like, it was causing bad things, and then it turned good and then joined him, especially with chips. And I was just like, oh wow, they're, like... They're not so much looking to rival Pokemon anymore, they're looking to rival Yo-Kai Watch. And from when I went to Japan, Yo-Kai Watch is everywhere. There was a pop-up shop near our hotel, and Jay wouldn't let me buy anything, but I wanted a Komatsu-san, I think that's his name, plushie. I really like him. He's so cute. He's just like a blue cat dog thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, yeah, Yo-Kai Watch is huge in Japan.
Yeah, it's like the second biggest thing from Pokemon for that sort of age range.
So maybe Digimon's having that demographic now, like that. Like they've made Try, which is, I think, for grown-ups who grew up with it.
Mm.
Yeah, and now they're making something for kids. It's because everyone likes Yo-Kai Watch now, so they're making something that can be as popular as Yo-Kai Watch.
I think they've tried for the collectible side of things, and obviously with the Atmon chips, there's that collectability of collecting these almost like cards, but they're not.
Mm.
So I think they're going with that demographic to try and make it more popular that way, because they haven't really had anything like that with Digimon apart from the card series. They didn't really have anything for Cross Wars or Frontier. They had the Digivices, but apart from that, they've never really had anything that's collect all these things, and they've tried that now, and I think it's going to work quite well.
Well, it's going to work with me, and I can see it being a huge money sink, because I've already bought, like, a chip box, and, like, I've also bought the cards. Like, I've bought a booster box for the cards, and I'm just like, oh no. And I've also bought two Apple Drives, the premium version and the normal version. I'm just like, oh no, I need to stop.
Is there a difference with those?
I don't know, but I will find out.
I've bought the it's like the SP set, so it comes with the Apple Drive and the Apple Watch thing.
Yeah, I think that's the one that I bought, maybe.
And then I've bought the covers. You can get the different covers, the Musa one, the Dokomon, and the Hackmon ones.
Oh, that's really cool. I'm pretty sure I've pre-ordered that. I hope so. That sounds cool. I got everything available on Hobby Link Japan. I'm an unstoppable force. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I'm basically effectively broke because of October, because the PlayStation VR is also coming out, which I may or may not have to give to Jay, because I get very motion sick. I haven't tried, like, it hasn't come here yet, so I'm not sure how motion sick it'll make me, but I might have to give it to Jay. Jay's hoping it makes me motion sick.
So I wanted to pre-order more stuff, but I've spent a fair bit this month, and like, on the 23rd, me and Stevie are actually going to see Welcome to Nightvale together, which will be pretty cool.
Yeah, I just...
But that means I've had to book a hotel and stuff in Manchester, so I've had to pay for those. So now I'm like, I'm kind of broke.
Yeah, that
but feels... next month, I kind of want to get more things.
Yeah, the episode of the Moncast let's just listen to, you just said that you were going to see Welcome to Nightvale, because I'm getting very slowly up to date. I think I'm up to the fashion one. Yes, I'm up to the fashion, the Pokemon fashion episode.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant Welcome to Nightvale episode. But oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm fully up to date.
You're actually further ahead than I am.
But you record
them. I don't actually listen. I know, but I don't listen to them. I listen to them at work sometimes, and then I forget that. Even today, when the episode went up, I looked on SoundCloud when we were still talking after, and I was like, oh, the Moncast is a new episode up. And I just had a little brain fart, and I was like, yes, because you just put it up. It's the thing you do. I forgot about it.
That's cute. Anyways,
I'm still here.
Yeah, sorry.
I know nothing about the merch or anything.
Yeah, we kind of like dove into merch territory, which was something like I can't really dive into with Jay, because he's just like, well, why are you spending money on that? It's stupid. Don't do that.
Because it's good and it makes noises.
Yeah, like, oh. And I'm just really hoping that this does well and they continue to make Digimon stuff. Because Digimon, I felt like, kind of died between Cross Wars and Try a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, definitely.
And then Try happened, and then, like, all the new fans came back, and then they went, these people who grew up with Digimon now have jobs and lots of money. Let's exploit that.
And they have, and they've done a good job with it.
Yeah, and oh yeah, so much. It's good. I'm so hyped, and like, oh, I kind of want the Japanese 3DS, but that's way too expensive. Just to have the Atmon game that's a very expensive purchase. I'm surprised.
I know they're doing isn't there like going to be like an Android game or something like that, like a phone game they're going to do?
I think they're trying to cover everything, so I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing a phone game as well, because they are really trying to cover every basis of how much money can we make with this.
I think it's a free-to-play one, but I did I downloaded Digimon Links a little bit for a while, so I might just do that with the phone game and see how that goes, because I really, really want to play the Atmon game. It looks really good. The Atmon are cute. They're smaller than I thought they'd be.
They're all Gastron's really chibi.
I like them.
Yeah, they're great. They look great.
It's going to take some getting used to for me.
And the good thing is, with Atmon compared to, like, you know, games like Next Order and Digimon Lynx, is that because those, I think, are aimed at, like, a slightly higher age demographic, there's kanji without furigana. And then with Atmon, even the 3DS game has furigana, and that makes me happy because it means I can try to read it, because it's for children like me.
Good. That's still good, though. I mean, if it means it's accessible to you, then brilliant.
Yeah, and like, yeah, Lynx and Next Order both had lots of kanji, and I'm just like, I don't know what's going on, and I want to try to read this, but I can't, so I didn't, and it was sad. But I'm learning more kanji, but there's so many, and some have the same pronunciation as other kanji, and it hurts so much, and it's bad for me. But I will learn it, hopefully, one day.
You can do it.
Any other characters you guys liked, like human characters?
I mean, we didn't really see too many of them. I mean, Haru's interesting because he's not, like you said, he's not the sporty person. He's quieter, a bit more reserved. Like, I think my favorite bit is when Gatchmon appears and he's like hiding under his duvet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he just like jumps under it.
Like, I don't know what he's saying, but I'm sure it's something along the lines of, he's saying things like, I don't know what's going on, what's happening. And Gatchmon's like, yeah, I'm Gatchmon, nice to meet you. And he's like, I don't know what this is, why is this doing this thing? Yeah, I'm Gatchmon. And he just keeps going, yeah, I'm Gatchmon, it's Gatchmon, I'm Gatchmon. I thought it's really cute.
Yeah, and Gatchmon still has the personality of the main character Digimon, so it's still interesting to have that contrast. Like, usually we have Digimon who you know, connect quite well together, so we've had, like, you know, Taichi and Agumon, and they're both, you know, they're go-getters, and Vimon and Daisuke, they're just like, yeah, go get it, yeah, Ikuzaa! And then there's Gatchmon, and he's like, yeah, let's go! And Haru's just like, I'd like to stay in bed and read a book, thanks. I love him. He's precious.
I think it's going to be nice to see this side of him be brought out through Gatchamon.
Mm. Oh, I love him so much. And it's just like, the fact that he's like a book nerd, and we haven't really seen that since, really, sort of Takato was a bit of a nerd in a way. He was like, he liked to draw, and he wasn't like particularly sporty. And every other like protagonist since has been like, you know, fiery and hot-headed and sporty, and we haven't really seen like a nerdy protagonist.
Mm-hmm. But even Takato was more of a comic book video game nerd, and Haru is more of a book nerd. So it's going to be interesting to see, maybe they fight opponents and he's like, oh, this is a bit like a thing from a book I read.
Oh, that'd be
a
so
bit
cool.
Like Klaus in A Series of Unfortunate Events, where he recalls things from his memory that he's read in books, and he can use that.
I remember that.
In the situations. It'd be good to see him do that. Mm. It'd be quite cool to see that happen.
Mm. No, definitely. Because I like that he's a nerd. He's so cute. He's precious. Mm. He's shaped like a friend.
I know. Well, I'm not sure if you agree with me on this, but he looks quite feminine in design.
Yeah, a little bit. And he's, considering he's a bit older than the other protagonist, besides Masaru, obviously, he's a bit older than the other protagonist. He's 13. So just like, he's pretty feminine looking. I'm just like, oh, he's adorable. And
he hasn't got spiky hair. His hair's all curved, which is different.
Yeah.
Normally they have spiky mop.
I think Masaru had curved hair, didn't he? Like, it was kind of flat.
He had a short ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the concept art came out for him, mm-hmm. people thought that he was a girl, and I was like, that would be cool. I want to see a girl protagonist.
And then when Maki came out, everyone thought that she was either Ken or Masaru. Maki's the best. She's precious.
Yeah, well, best or worst, we'll find out.
She just keeps on smiling. Why? Stop smiling, please. What about, I know we haven't seen many, but what do you guys think of the Atmon that we've seen so far in the show? I know that like tons have been released through like the 3DS game and other means, but like from the ones we've seen so far on the show, what do you think?
Stevie, you can talk.
Well, I've only actually seen the two that were in this episode, which are Gatchamon and the, I don't know, the emoticon chat one.
And that's also
Edgemon.
The stalker. Oh,
yeah, that one that looks really weird. It looks like it's trying to be all evil and menacing, but it's just too short.
He's like
me. It's not intimidating.
I really hope that I hope that the big bad as well is also small. That would be kind of cool. Like, if they're small but not threatening, but also they are very powerful, so they can do these things. And they are a threat, but they're just so tiny.
Like, I'd be interested to see how they evolve. Like, I wonder how they're going to do that. Because, I know we've seen, like, what Gatchamon evolves into, but we haven't really seen, like, how they evolve and what circumstance. Is it just, like, you get an upgrade and you can do it straight away? Or do you have to, like, have emotions?
It'll be emotions.
I'm excited to see it. I mean, they are a lot like Digimon, but they've got so many things that make them more unique. And they've all got that similar theme of, because I've seen the demo that got released, there was all the, I think there's like 140 models of all the Atmon in the demo, and overall they're really interesting. They remind me a lot more of the original Digimon designs.
Yeah, and I feel like they're going back to the beginning. It felt like, I'm not sure if like this is the same with you guys, but when I watched it, I felt like I was like, you know, like an 8-year-old or like a very small child watching Digimon for the first time and learning all about these characters and this world. And it was very nostalgic in a way. And I just like, I was sent back to being a little kid, and I really enjoyed it. And I was smiling the whole time. And I'm not sure if it's the same with you guys.
Well, even though I couldn't understand it, I still laughed out loud at some points.
Yeah.
Because of just emotions that were going on and everything. It was really nice. It was really fun.
Yeah. Especially with like him jumping under the bed. That was hilarious. It was so cute. Mm. And it shows that he's different. He's not like, you know, he's not like a brave, strong leader from the start like Taichi was. He was like climbing trees, and Daisuke was just like, you know, ready to punch him on a Chromon, basically.
He's not a protagonist.
But he decided
that's the thing about him.
Yeah. Like,
and he's not the typical protagonist.
Yeah. And the fact that he hesitated at the start, like, how many young boys would say, yeah, I'm the main character? But he hovered over no when the vending machine asked him. Because he was like, are you a protagonist? And he went to yes, but then he, like, was almost clicked no. Because he's not, like, he's different from the other protagonists. He's like, oh, but I'm not.
See, what I took from that was that he's unsure, but he has the potential to be one.
Mm.
Because if it was just a yes, that shows he's quite hot-headed. He's like, yeah, I could do anything I want. If he says no, he feels so unsure of himself that he can't do it. But because he's like, oh, I don't know, could I be? Could I do this? And I feel like with Gatchamon, they're going to pull that protagonist potential out of himself.
Mm. And the fact that maybe that's why he got the Apple drive from the vending machine, even though he hesitated, because a good protagonist doesn't say, I'm a protagonist, or no, I'm not a protagonist. A good protagonist has to think about it because he's thoughtful. And I really like Haru. I'm just so excited to see what they do with him.
Mm. He's probably going to end up leading a group, so he has to be able to make these tough decisions.
Yeah.
One part I did like was at the vending machine scene where the other Digimon, I don't want to say its name because spoilers, but the one who's spying on everybody was using real world things, like it used the stop signs to stop everybody where they are, used a certain one to make Haru face a certain direction, used the car alarm horn to make Haru face the vending machine. I thought that was so interesting, how they're affecting the real world to control people to do these certain things, and I hope that's something they use more in future episodes.
Oh, definitely. Like, I think it might be a main mechanic in Atmon because of the, you know, that's what they do. And I was always wondering, like, when Atmon first was announced, I was like, oh, that I wonder how they're going to do that. That sounds like actually kind of dumb, but the way they're doing this, like, that's really well done. It's like Yo-Kai Watch. It's good though.
It seems like Yo-Kai Watch, but in Yo-Kai Watch they affect people, and in this it affects the machines, and I really like that thing.
Yeah.
They feel more like Digimon, as opposed to, like, the Royal Knights, who don't feel like Digimon, they feel like mechs.
Mm.
Sorry, Stevie, I'm waiting on you, because we're talking. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it feels like the app world and the real world are much more intrinsically linked than the digital world and the real world ever were.
Mm.
And it's going to
be, it's going to be a lot more jumping back and forth between them. It's more intertwining.
Also, there's the digital ocean, the net ocean, which was interesting because there's a place in the Digimon lore which is the net ocean, and that's literally just the ocean itself. But in this, it seems almost like there's a plane of existence where technology is connected to it, because when you saw Gatchimon's swimming along, you could see all of these people's screens, and then he searched, I think he was searching for someone who had that one specific app.
What's this? The
at the start when Gatchimon's swimming away from the giant tentacles.
Oh yeah. That's I think he was like underneath the phone and he was looking for someone with that app. Yeah. I think that was how they realize.
But I thought that was pretty cool. Like the idea of there's just this ocean and there's just this wave, well this layer of everyone's phone screens and all this information that's on there. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that was definitely pretty cool, and the fact that they're using technology that we know of and that we can see, it's always like, I mean, like, I know in Adventure they're always talking about floppy disk drives and floppies, and I was just like, okay, this is dated, and I guess I wonder how dated this will appear in 15 years, like, oh, look, they're using iPhones and Apple Watches. I'm still waiting on the Apple.
But saying that, though, apps have been around for a while now. Mm. Not too long, but still, you know, a couple of years, ever since iPhones existed, apps have been a thing. I feel like they are going to be a more permanent thing than, say, floppy disks.
Hopefully, but they said that about floppy disks too. And those Game Boy cartridges, like, oh wow, those have so much data.
Mm.
What else do I have in my notes? Yeah, just basically, like, I'm really impressed by how they're using Atmon and how clever it was that they use their attacks depending on what app they are. Like, the message app was attacking with speech bubbles.
That was really cool.
And the fact, like, he used the Find app to charge the attack, and Haru was typing, and I just, like, it involves the human more, and I really like when Digimon involves the human as well as the partner Digimon to, you know, fight.
I didn't quite understand what was happening there. What I took from it was that Haru was writing commands to Gatchimon, and then Gatchimon receives the commands and then does the thing.
Oh, I just thought he was, like, doing a search because he's the Finder app, but that was just my impression.
That makes more sense. That makes a lot more sense, actually.
Like, how if he was using Messimon, I think he would be typing messages, and that's how he'd attack with him. And, like, with Gatchimon, because he's the search app, he was just, like, typing them, and, yeah, I'm typing.
Even that attack's interesting, and it looks really cool as well when he puts his hand into the thing, and then it's following, like, communication lines or something. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I'm just like, everything was
an interesting attack.
And I know in the advanced screening, the little children in the audience really liked it. I'm like, yeah, I can totally see children getting super hype over this, because I'm getting hype over this, and I'm 23. Mm.
What did you think of the animation style?
I really liked it. Like, it seemed pristine, it was cute, and I mean, like, I'm not a super, like, I'm not like one that like nitpick animation because like I don't know anything about animation. It's not my forte, but I just I really enjoyed it, and I've seen like scans of the manga and when my V Jump arrives, I can't wait to try and read it because like I really like the art style in the manga. What about you guys?
It looks crisp and clean. It doesn't look, when you look at Try and you look at some shots from there, you can tell that it's what's the word? Andrew used it in Slack. Flat, that's it, flat.
Yeah.
Where everything's like one shade. It doesn't have that, which is quite nice. Mm. And the CGI that's used, because like the Apple Drive itself is CGI, and it fits in with the motion and the animation really well.
Mm. And it's not overdone. It's not too much. Like, for example, I think the latest Ghostbusters, I like the latest Ghostbusters, but I just found like some of the CGI was just too much. They just put too much CGI in. And I think Atmon did like their animation and CGI rather well.
Yeah, there was a nice balance of things being animated and things being CG.
Mm. I mean, even music as well. CG.
Pardon? Yeah, the Apple Drive itself is CG.
Yeah, I didn't work that out. I didn't notice that it was CG at all.
It's good. It's good. But yeah, the music as well was really good. I like the music.
Yeah, like, I want to dive into the future.
I love that.
What a hype song. I'm so ready. I was so ready to, like, jump up and, like, be hype. It's just like, you, with your shonen anime, you need your opening to make you feel hype. And that gives hype. And then the ending song is relaxing and more casual. So it's like, it then calms you down from that hype. And I feel like that's the great bookends of opening and ending. And I think other seasons of Digimon have done that when they've had the, butterfly. And then, the relaxing I wish to calm you down. And I just, that's what I want in my shonen anime. So hype.
I think a good example of that is season 5.
Yeah,
with Savers, because the ending song from that is just a woman singing with a guitar. I thought that was really cute.
Oh yeah, that's super relaxing. No, I really like that one.
Mm.
I really like
Savers. It reminds you of that. I like, Savers is good. I also like the ending screens, like they're almost like postcards of just Haru and Gatchuan exploring what I assume is the digital world.
Mm.
Or just a world. I thought they were quite cute.
And I really like the last one we see, which is basically like a selfie between Haru and Gatchmon, and it's just his lock screen. I was like, oh, babies.
That's great.
I love them. I love all the characters, and I want to protect Haru. He's precious and small. And Gatchmon's precious and small.
If you think about all of the episode ones from the other seasons and how you'd feel after watching that first episode without knowing anything else, I think this has done quite well to drag people in.
Mm. And yeah,
especially with that language barrier.
Yeah, the first episode of Adventure, I wouldn't say is a particularly strong start, but this was a very strong start. And I hope that they continue on this path. Because, the first episode is what the first, like, people might tune out, because if they don't like the first episode, they'll stop watching. And, the first episode of Lost in Translation mod isn't that great. I had to listen to it again because I was making the video and it's like, oh God, this is terrible.
It's still good. It's still entertaining.
You guys had the best first episode, though.
No.
Like, you guys sounded professional. It was good.
Well, like, there's a Tumblr post about it in Steven Universe when Amethyst and Steven are fighting. They're like, I'm the worst. No, I'm the worst.
That's cute. I need to watch more Steven Universe.
It's so good. I've cried so many times. I've started crying at cartoons more. Try Chapter 3 made me cry like 3 times.
Oh my god, me too.
Is that just every time Patamon was on screen?
Oh my god, that scene. But like, we shouldn't talk about too much about Try.
There's a scene with just TK and Patamon, and that messed me up. I had to pause and go and make a cup of tea. I had to sit down and then I had to have a hug. And I was like, I don't know what's happening to this show.
Yeah, well, I think I mentioned this in the Try special. It's not like a super spoiler, but I said that during that particular scene, I looked at Jay and said, what anime are we watching? Because it was just so different from anything we've seen in Digimon. But yeah, so if you haven't watched Try Chapter 3 yet, you should watch it, because I don't want it to be spoiled, because I feel like there are spoilers everywhere for it now, and I'm glad that I watched as soon as possible.
There were some really important parts, which they are all over Tumblr and things. And if you've been lucky to not know about it yet, you're kind of lucky, but you should probably watch it sooner than later, because things will be spoiled, and if it's spoiled for you, it will take away from the impact of actually watching it, because Chapter 3 is a roller coaster.
And I feel like spoilers would ruin some of the impact of what was happening. And I'm hungry now, so I think we might finish off if that's okay with you both. But basically, yeah, what were your ending thoughts of watching Atmon so far? And like, are you hyped to see more? Are you kind of like meh to see more? What do you think?
I'm concerned because I really enjoyed the first episode. I can't speak Japanese. I can't really understand Japanese. I know a little bit. But there's that language barrier, and if it doesn't become subtitled, then I'm gonna get seriously bad FOMO. Like, I need to watch this. I want to watch it on a weekly basis because it starts at like 11 o'clock at night on a Friday in the UK, and I really need to watch this on a Friday night. It needs to be a thing.
It's Saturday morning for me, so that's like the perfect time to watch a cartoon.
That's so good.
It's like after my morning walk, after my breakfast, I was just like, at the end, I was walking home from my walk and I saw people saying, dude, Atmon's out. So I was like, okay. And I watched it. And then like, apparently it was taken down during the time, like while I was recording my like immediate episode about it. So, and is it up again now?
Yeah, because I watched it
again.
Yeah. And
I think it's good. Like as a first step towards the next thing Digimon is doing, I think they've taken it in a good direction. They've taken elements from older seasons that were interesting and worth developing, and I think they're going to try and develop them, and I hope they do in a good way.
Yeah, I hope they continue to run with this greatness that hopefully they have, and I have a lot of high like hopes about it, and I probably shouldn't just in case, and I'm worried that episode 2 might not be so easy to access. Maybe it was just the first episode they're releasing online to get people to watch it. But because I've said this before on the podcast, I want to try to not like do everything as legally as possible. And if I have access to something, get it from the legal source, like pay money for it. Unfortunately, in Australia, like they've only released the first two seasons on DVD, and there's no like legal way to get the subs from Australia, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But that's why my end goal for Japanese, and when I'm like fluent enough to understand most thing, I want to buy that huge Blu-ray collection.
Yeah.
And just like, and that's my reward for myself when I understand more Japanese. And because I don't want to have to do bad things to get, you know, Digimon in Japanese. I want to have it as legally as possible. I just can't understand it without subs at the moment.
Same here though. Like with Try, we haven't had a Try in England at all. So anybody who's watched it in the UK has had to do slightly illegal things. And it feels bad because there's definitely a fan base here.
But you still paid for Crunchyroll, didn't you?
Yeah, I still pay for Crunchyroll, but I had to use an IP VPN thing to...
I've used a free guest pass every time, so...
Yeah, but you haven't been able to like watch it on regular Crunchyroll, have you?
No, not on UK Crunchyroll.
Mm. I'm surprised that Australia Crunchyroll actually had it, because we never get anything that's, like, really good. I mean, we get good stuff, but, like, we don't get, like... I'm used to expecting no Digimon for Australia, considering we never really got Tamers in full.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we got, like, the first, like, 30 episodes, and then it repeated again, I think.
Oh.
So I've never watched Tamers completely in English. I've only ever watched, like, the first, like, 30 episodes.
Ooh.
Right? I think it was, like, I think 33 or 36, like, around that episode, maybe? I don't know. But I've watched
it. You haven't?
Yeah.
So have you now watched them all, or have you not watched all of Tamers?
Well, I've seen all of Tamers in Japanese, but I haven't ever seen it in English. So
okay.
Yeah. So in a few episodes, I believe, I'll be watching new stuff in English.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, so it's exciting. Excitement.
It's like, with Atmon, this is like the first time in a long time I can watch a Digimon season as it comes out. Because I didn't really watch Cross Wars, and I watched Frontier up to about the halfway point, and then I watched it a couple of years later online.
Yeah, I think that was the same for me as well. Like, Frontier was like, I feel like they just stopped airing it because it wasn't as popular as they wanted it to be in Australia. Like, so that just stopped. And then I don't believe we actually got Savers. Or maybe I think I was like mixed between too cool to want to watch Digimon, because I went through my cool phase where Digimon was just for babies. And yeah, and but I'm pretty sure Savers wasn't on, but I might be wrong because I was too cool to look for Digimon at that stage. So what would you rate it? Like the Atmon episode 1?
Out of what?
Out of 10, sorry.
Out of 10. It gets a 6, maybe a 7. I think it would get more if I understood what was going on. But visually, from the visuals, the soundtrack, the general emotion of each scene, it gets a good, I gotta say 7. It was good.
I would agree. I would also give it a 7, because I don't want to get too overhyped for it, just in case it does, not turn out to be as good as I think it's going
to
be.
I don't want to give it a rating.
You don't want to give it a rating?
No, because I don't feel like it'd be fair to give it a rating when I have literally, like, no idea what actually happened in it.
If you could rate your experience, then, like, from what you took away from it.
My first impressions are it seems like classic Digimon with a fresh coat of paint.
Yeah.
And it definitely has potential. And if it's out subtitles, I'll definitely watch it as it's coming out. So it was a good first impression.
Yeah, definitely. I would agree. Like it made me very happy to watch, so I would totally agree with you.
I still found it exciting to watch, even though they could have all essentially just been going blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they could have been like, it could have been, you know, they could have been saying gobbledygook, and I was like, yeah, that sounds good.
Mm. But yeah. 7 out of 10. It was quite good. I enjoyed it.
I would also agree. Yeah, 7 out of 10. I was going to say like an 8, but I'm like, no, that's like too high. I don't want to get like my hopes up. And also, if I set like the first episode of 8, what if the second episode's not as good? Or what if the third episode's not as good? Or what if the third episode's better? What if it, you know, pushes my 7 back to a lower mark? But yeah, I think 7's good at the moment. And I sort of explained like the basic plot of the episode to Jay. And, like, he smiled, so, like, I don't know. He said that sounds, like, cute, but he says it sounds dumb, which is what Jay always says.
I think this first episode of Atmon is probably most like the first episode of Tamus. Out of all the other previous first episodes, that's the one I think has the most similarities with.
It's also the main character being, you know, a bit of a nerd, but I love him.
Yeah, right. And they get the Digivice on the Apple Drive.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me, and yeah, this you know, listen to the Moncast. It's really good, Pokemon and Digimon, and you know, they're comparing it. And thank you so much for joining me on the show and talking about Atmon and being hype. And yeah,
thank you. It's been great. It's nice to talk about this sort of stuff because it's fun.
Yeah, it is super fun. And yeah,
I enjoyed sitting here and listening to you two talk.
Yeah, sorry, Stevie yeah. is sick at the moment, so they probably want to go to bed soon.
Yes, I do.
And I want to have breakfast.
I also think me and you may are kind of extremely hype about anything Digimon anyway, so...
Yeah, yeah. I'm very hype, and yeah. Being hype is good, though, isn't it?
It's good. It's really good.
So I'll be hype, man.
It comes to something when you've ended up downloading the opening music and the ending music onto your phone, and you play it when you're doing housework.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, I just want to dive into the future. So hype. I'm so excited. It's very hard.
Like, I don't speak Japanese, but I can say a couple of lines from the opening already.
Wow, I haven't listened to it on my phone yet, but like because I've been listening to podcasts because I'm very behind in podcasts.
It's a good get up in the morning and get on with your day song.
Yeah, as I said, it's like it's a hype song. It's like yeah, you want to get hype, yeah, let's get hype. Yeah, so thanks for joining us, and listeners who are listening to us in their ear holes, thank you for listening. I have been collecting references that we have been speaking about, so there will be a link dump in this one. So, yeah, thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us, Sam and Stevie.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
I'm going to go have breakfast and edit.
Good. And good.
Check these cool people out on the Moncast, and yeah, see ya.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye.